Mussolini would argue, and it would become a staple of fascist thinking, theoretical thinking throughout the interwar years, that both liberal capitalism and Marxist socialism were merely two sides of the same coin. Echoing the anti-modernist thought of the 1890s that we've talked about in the works of people like D'Annunzio or Marat in France, Julius Langbein in Germany, he argued that liberal capitalism and Marxist socialism were both based on Enlightenment thought. They were both rational, materialist, cold, mechanistic. They were both based on the idea of class conflict. They really represented the narrow class interests of specific groups within modern society. And therefore, some third way ought to be found. Parliamentary democracy, he said, didn't really represent the people. What it really represented was the special interests of capitalism and organized labor. And therefore, democracy was a sham. What was needed was some new socio-political and economic force that would represent a third path, and this is what fascism was supposed to do. Beginning in 1926, he set about establishing a corporatist economic structure based on the idea that instead of the idea of one person, one vote, that representation would be based on professions, on occupations. All professions or economic sectors would be divided into 22 corporations. Now, don't misunderstand this. It's not corporations in a business sense, but rather almost of estates in the old pre-industrial era. So that all occupations, all economic sectors would be divided into 22 corporations. In each group, fascist-dominated representatives of management, labor, and the state would cooperate to determine wages, prices, and the conditions of labor. In this way, you would eliminate class conflict. You would eliminate the divisions that were destroying modern industrial society. A national council of these corporations would then coordinate economic policy for the country as a whole, with a view toward making Italy self-sufficient. So, in some ways, it seems like a return to the old guild structures of at least in form, of the old estates of corporations in that sense, of ranks, but militarized, tied to this notion of everything for the nation, everything, as Mussolini would say, for the state. This system was intended to eliminate social conflicts, but it hardly did that. It managed, however, to repress them, to push them underground. One social historian, talking about the situation in Germany, but it applies to Italy as well under fascism, describes social conflict as watching men fight under a blanket. You know, on the surface, everything seems okay, but underneath you can tell that there's great conflict going on. The system of corporations was not completed fully until 1939, on the eve of the Second World War. Nonetheless, there was a great deal of interest, just as there was in the 1920s and 30s, a great deal of interest in the Soviet experiment, so too there was a great deal of interest in this corporatist solution to the problems of modern industrial society. Mussolini and his regime would publicize campaigns such as the Battle for Wheat, in which he talked about it being a national objective to have the harvest in, intended to demonstrate the cooperative nature of the new system. There were no real advances made, however, in Italy under this fascist economy. No fundamental reform, especially in the countryside. Nonetheless, Mussolini enjoyed a remarkably good international reputation during the 1920s and into the 1930s. Good international press for apparently having created a system that functioned, a system in which, as the saying went at the time, the trains ran on time. He was the darling of many conservatives in Western Europe for his stalwart stance against Bolshevism, against communism, his determination to make some form of market economy work, his determination to halt labor unrest.